Our community connection comes full circle in Sunbury, where Jeshua Rivera, once a student needing some guidance, went to The Refuge, a faith-based nonprofit where he got some help with his homework, learned the importance of discipline and faith, and eventually became the administrator of the nonprofit. He was joined by mentor Leo Masonette to continue the story.
The Refuge goes back to a biblical verse, Psalms 9:9, where it says that the Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And we want the Refuge name to stand out as a safe place for kids and youth in our community to come in and spend time with caring and loving adults who want to invest in their lives. It was founded and led by a gentleman named Ian Snyder, and he first rented a space. His first attempt of the youth center occurred. He followed through with a second attempt of the youth center. Our caring building was donated by someone who believed in our vision. It all has been provided in different ways.
What can one expect when they go into the Refuge?
So on a typical day at the Refuge, on a typical school year, we focus on providing homework assistance for youth in 6th to 12th grade. We have tutors, computer labs, we have different work areas where they can complete their homework. After that, we provide a free sit-down meal. And then after that, we have what we call a small life faith devotion lesson time. It's usually about 5-10 minutes. We have to sit down, talk with them, and then enjoy an open hangout of our youth center. So we have a different variety of spaces. We have an art room. We have a music room. We have the computer labs where they can sit and play games. We also have a game room downstairs. We have the front room, which is one of our biggest gems because we have a pool table that they all enjoy. We have a vault gym area where they like to play dodgeball and other spaces. And we have like a nice, quiet sit-down room with a television that they also like to enjoy.
You know, you've got a little bit of everything for everybody. If someone wants to be a little more active, they can be. If someone wants to be a little more subdued, they can be. So this is really very beneficial to the youngsters of Sunbury.
It is.
Tell me about what you see when the kids come in and when they leave the Refuge.
We are currently averaging about 30 kids that we are serving at the moment. They bring different stories, backgrounds, difficulties that they bring on, but they all just seek that safe getaway place. We're really proud to be able to provide that safe getaway place. It is really meaningful to us just hearing from them how well the Refuge is impacting their lives, how good they feel attending the Refuge. I did a survey a few weeks ago where I asked a young lady, what does the Refuge mean to her? And something that stood out a little bit is that in the last sentence of her response, she wrote that the Refuge is her home away from home. So that was something that really touched my heart.
Do you feel that these young men and women are doing a lot better in school? Do they feel more positive about themselves?
Yes. Most don't get that homework help, homework assistance at home. And we had a few struggles with grades over the last years. And being able to come to the Refuge, get that homework assistance, receive that motivation to stay on task, really helps them out a lot. They feel so proud to come to us and show us their improvement on grades, progress reports, report cards.
So Leo, you get a chance to see all of these young men and women trying their best to do their best. What's your take on the Refuge and how it's helped them?
Well, it's unbelievable how these kids come in and we get to tutor them, we get to mentor them, which is good too. And the kids, you know, they really appreciate us for one thing. And also when I first got there, I saw that the kids only had like a one parent in the house, and that touched me, of course. So that's when I started to say that I was gonna continue my volunteering there. So I've been there for 12 years and the Lord's been good to us, has blessed us. We just keep doing what we're doing.
You have come into this building with such a very important purpose. How many people in our region really know about the good work you do?
It's unbelievable that a lot of kids, even from school, don't know that the Refuge is there. They walk right by and they don't know what's going on, but we run out the door and let them know and say, listen, there's a place that you can be able to stay at and be here and do homework. So we try to just kind of encourage the kids as they come along, you know, to continue to come to the Refuge. And there's a lot of kids that come that are homeschooled as well, which we like. You know, they stay home and do their homeschooling over there, but they're still able to come to the Refuge. And that's good.
We have some ups and downs with students. Some days they walk in a little on the downside, but throughout the course of the night, being able to see their personality and energy, you know, rise up, and depending on different topics that we discuss, different things that we do throughout the night, we can get them to come out of that shell, what I like to call. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reality is that we're only with them 2 days a week. And some of them may have other difficulties that life may be causing at the moment. So just providing that time where they can just become themselves and express what they really feel and just act like how they want to act is really an impact on them.
And Leo, you know, you and I, we realize that kids get sucked into their computers and their cell phones and they don't look at you in the eye, you know?
This is true. Yes.
And so maybe with something like this, there's conversations that happen. People right. make friends. What do right. you see?
I see the same thing as far as the kids coming in, you know, and doing what they have to do, and no behavioral problems that we have with the kids. You know, unfortunately, if we did, you know, they would have to go home for the day. But other than that, we seem to have a good group of kids. At one time, we had 80 to 90 kids in that building. If you see it, you won't believe it. Now, we had more staff. Right now, we're only averaging 10 staff. That's the only reason we have like 30 kids. But there was a time when that building was filled with 80, 90 kids.
Do you see a sense of pride in these young men and young women when they come to the refuge? Tell me what I don't see that you see every day.
The engagement of just showing up. I hold another full-time job outside of the refuge, and when I come straight from my other job and I arrive at the refuge, I already see some of them like 40 minutes earlier before we open, and that drive and that motivation just to show up, and they love being recognized by the goods that they're doing. They love coming up to us. Hey, here's my grade for this test. Hey, you remember that test that you helped me review for? I got a A. I got a B on this. And they love just coming in and all the good stuff that they complete throughout the week, just hanging out with us and telling us about everything.
We also have a pantry that Joshua can tell you about after they do their homework successfully. He normally lets them go into the pantry yeah. and get a little reward.
A little snack, huh?
Yeah, the pantry is something that I call it. It's like an incentive system that we have at the refuge. And it's like a typical pantry. We have different shelves with different snacks and items that the kids may desire. And what happens is that as long as a student comes in and the students stay on task and does everything that is expected of them, after homework time, they can come in and pick out their free item that they may want.
So it's not only teaching them social skills and doing their homework, but you're teaching them discipline too.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Most of them know at the moment what's expected of them. They come in at 3:30. What we incorporated this year is a 15-minute cool-off time where they can relax, get a free snack. We have like fruits and vegetables out, different snacks available out in the dinner table where they can come, relax, talk to their friends. Just let go of the stress of the school day. And by 3:45, they're expected to have their homework out and work on homework for an hour or so, or the time that they need to complete their homework. All we require is for the parents to fill out a permission slip for them to attend the refuge. So most of them just come pick the permission slip up and bring it back, you know, filled out and complete it.
I must admit also, I've been encouraged by quite a few parents that have come to see where the kids are and what they were doing and everything. So they actually came into the refuge to see what the refuge was all about. We had a parent, as a matter of fact, this past Wednesday that brought three of his sons in, as well as their girlfriends are going to be coming as well. So I was encouraged by that. That's good. He knew what the refuge was all about. So he came in personally to see what the story was, and here he signed up his three sons.
This year has been a year where meeting parents and having that connection with parents has definitely been on a positive growth from what the refuge has experienced on the last years. And that's a good thing. I love being able to meet parents, talk to them about their kids, have given them the opportunity to come in and show them what the refuge is about, mm-hmm. show them where their kids spend hours throughout the week at, and so far they love it.
Do you think you would ever think of maybe having something for adults?
I would say not at the moment. Mm-hmm. We're mostly called to work with youth in the community. That is our current mission and vision. Let's see where God takes us in the future. I do think that kids definitely implement what they learn at the refuge. All these positive things that they learn at the refuge, I'm not sure how their parents are being impacted, but I also have seen that a lot of parents have been more connected with us on social media, and they like all the images and videos that we share. So they are getting that third-person view of what is happening with their kids at the refuge, and that is definitely a good thing.
We encourage them. We have Bibles that we give them, and to continue to read, you know, the Word of God daily.
It's always about showing them the biblical principles every day. And that is biblical principles that I think they do take on with them. Everything that we have at the refuge, all the tools, all the games, we like to use it as a relational ministry just to share the gospel with them.
I like to share that. Jesh was a student there, as a matter of fact, a couple of years ago.
I went through years as a student at the refuge. The refuge impacted my life in so many positive ways. You know, I was a kid that lived through a dysfunctional life as well, but little by little, it has helped me find my purpose in life. Now I get to serve in my current role and share with similar kids and serve them.
We had a lot of kids there that we try to encourage, of course, to get into the staff as well. None of them did, and Jeshua was the only one that actually came back.
Why did you do that, Jeshua? What called you back to the refuge?
After I graduated, I just felt that calling in my heart. And for some reason, I just kept showing up and showing up and showing up. And then I got the opportunity to join the volunteer staff. Mm-hmm. I would say the biggest reasoning behind it was I felt that calling by God in my heart to continue sharing with other kids what I received for years.
So now that you've been through the drill yourself, you've been through the process of being a part of the refuge, and now you're on the opposite side. You're watching others coming in.
Absolutely.
What do you see for the future of this nonprofit ministry?
My hope is to be able to serve them and become available to them more than 2 days a week in the future. But if there's something that I would like to see in the future is us being able to serve kids and become more available to them more than 2 days a week.
Just to have these young people come in and that we can share with them and, you know, and try to show them, you know, the right path.
What kind of advice could you give to those communities that maybe would want to start something like this?
An advice that I can share with them is first, start getting together a group of people that are sharing the same vision as you, that want to complete the same work that you want to complete. Once you have that group of people, surround yourself by people that are strong in the areas that you are weak in. Delegation is always going to be key. And do the things that only you can do. At the refuge, we're only doing what only we can do at the moment. We would love to see the refuge be able to serve kids more days a week, but at the moment, we have been called and we're only able to serve kids 2 days a week. Take the process little and slowly and let time speak for itself. Let time take you in that fluent path of your ministry. Changes, whether they're big or small changes, it takes time, especially when you're a volunteer organization.
Is the refuge something that is one of a kind, or have you heard of something like this in other places?
In our area, I have not heard a lot about other places that share our same mission. The refuge is just a great place. I say it's a living testimony for us, for the community. Something that the refuge could benefit off currently is more volunteers. Mm-hmm. More volunteers. If you have the desire to work with youth in our area, the refuge will be the right place for you. Just come out, help us support, educate, motivate, and continue to help the development and the growth of the youth of Sunbury.
Special thanks to Jeshua Rivera, administrator of the refuge in Sunbury, and Leo Masonette, a mentor at the nonprofit organization. A Future Hope is to be able to help more students more frequently throughout the course of the week, allowing them to discover their potential and helping them come full circle. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.